As Bob just mentioned, I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 50. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Let's sing number 522, When the Rollers Call Up Yonder. Let us sing. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound,
turn our Bibles, 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter, 13 through 18. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Number 203, Above the Bright Blue. Number 203. So, there's a beautiful place on the land.
go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you again this Lord's Day, thanking you, Father, for the blessings of this life. Most of all, Father, we thank you for the plan of salvation that you put in place before this earth was ever formed. We're thankful for the love that you had for us of sending your Son, and the love that he had for us willing to suffer and die on a cross for our sins. Truly our greatest blessing, Father. We pray we never take our mind off of that each day that we live on this earth. Father, we're thankful too for those of our number who have been sick and you've seen fit to heal them and bring them back to us. We're still mindful. We have many of our number that are struggling with their health. We have a lot of shut-ins that are dealing with just old age and long-term problems. We pray if it be your will, you can ease them of some of their suffering that they go through each day. We pray that you'll be with those that are in rehabilitation, that you'll help speed up their recovery where they can get back to coming here and being with us here at the building. We're thankful too, Father, for our families that we have here, each member that represents here. We pray you continue to be with our families, our young families that are raising children. We know it's difficult and it's time, it's very trying and takes a lot of patience. We pray you'll be with them and strengthen them. We pray also, Father, that you protect our young people. They're living in a world that seems to be getting more corrupt and more sin in their lives every day. We pray you'll put your hand over them and protect them from the evils of this world. We pray that we'll be good role models for them and help them to always stand for the truth and to put you in their lives and never turn their back on that. We do ask, Father, that you forgive us of our sins because we do sin and fall short. We pray that you forgive us of these sins and hope that we can do a better job tomorrow than we have today. We pray now as we go through this service that the songs we sing are acceptable to you and the scriptures that we read will be done in remembrance of what you told us in your Bible. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.
If you'd open up your Bibles to the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21. In Revelation chapter 21, beginning in verse 22, "But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of sun or of moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall be not shut at all by day, there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter anything that defiles or causes an abomination or is a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life."
So, sing to me of heaven, sing that song.
Sing to me when the shadows of the evening.
Revelations 22. And he showed me a pure river, a water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there, there no need. They need no lamp nor light of the sun. For the Lord gives them the light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Sing number 221, The Unclouded Day. I know it's been a while since we've sung this, but I think we know this one, so. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where the saints have gone. Oh, they tell me of a land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh,
I'll be reading from Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 13 through 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
Earth hold no treasure. I'll be reading in Psalms 55, 1 through 6. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplications. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint. Make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, or then would I fly away and be at rest.
Number 436, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when the sky is soar,
Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. I'll be reading the New King James Version. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be there with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Number 204, Never Grow Old.
I have heard of a land where we'll never grow old.
read Revelation 19, 1 through 6. Revelation 19, 1 through 6. After these things I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servant shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Now we're going to sing number 232, When All of God's Singers Get Home. Why don't we stand as we sing this song? What a song of delight!
I'll be reading Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, there your heart will be also. We're going to sing number 230, This World Is Not My Home.
This world is not my home. Home.
Turn me, we'll be reading 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only me, but also all who have loved his appearing. We'll be singing number 457, Last Mile of the Way. If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work to the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty when I'm on the last mile of the way. When I'm on the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I'm on the last mile of the way. If you arise and proclaim the glad story, if I seek for a sheep gone astray,
it's good to be here with fellow believers. What a blessing it is to be able to stand before you and say a few words of God's blessings. As I study my Bible in Matthew 5:44, there's a hard saying in there. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Why would God ask us to do this? In verse 46, he explains further, for if ye love them which love you, what rewards have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, What do you do more than others? This is God's wisdom. And in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. How do you get wisdom? By studying God's words. Every day we see we are being tested. for the judgment day. That's why we must write God's word on our heart. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't come 2 or 3 days a week and say, I'm good. No, you've got to study and show yourself approved. But you must live with God's heart written on your heart. When you go to school or college, you don't expect to graduate unless you study and pass your test. So why would you expect anything less of God? And if you flunk heaven, you've flunked it all. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that is not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Why do we seek wisdom? Because as we read in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know not the way of man. Man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his footsteps. If you seek God and study his word, keep his commandments, he promises us in 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for you a crown of glory of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to you on that day, not only to you, but to all that love his appearing. If there's someone here tonight, they would love to come up and confess the Lord. We'll be glad to baptize them this very night while we stand up and sing the song.